כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
מזמור כתוב זמר לכינו, השום גבולך שולוים חדר חיתם יצביח.
My opinion, a special mizmor, the Zamer Lelikeinu, tremendous outpouring of Simcha and Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a special Hashgacha over us on all circumstances. And when we pay attention to this, we will feel that even if it's a matter that should arouse Shiluya Yilev, we will not get sad from it. We know we saw something from Hashem. We will go with Him and get past it. And He recognizes and has given each one of us special koiches, just like He gave every star a koich. And the more we are anovim Him and accept Hashem's dominion, subjugate ourselves, because it's Baruch Hu. Oh, come on. The more Hashem is beoided, Hashem strengthens us, and therefore we could always be in a state of Zagre Lelikeita Bechino, sing to Hashem with our musical instruments, with our violin, and pay attention how Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of every creature in the world, even the helpless ones. The behemoths have the food growing from the ground, the earthlings, the ravens have the things. Hashem is mazmin them, the different bugs for them to eat. And the important thing is, Reis Hashem is Yireyev. If Yir Shemayim, which means we live with Hashem, Yachel Nechaso, recognize that we don't deserve anything. We want the Chas Chesed of Hashem. Those are the people that are Rotsui, that are desirable, favorable, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than all the powerful people. The powerful people will fall down. With us, we stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. We will be rotzi and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last psukim, the psukim of the Shevach of Yerushalayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is our Yerushalayim. We have a person in Yerushalayim. Each one is certain Bechin of Yerushalayim, but also Klal Yisrael has Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has these things. Whereas the powerful wall around it, which we spoke about last time, protects us from outside influences and helps us focus on our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And today's pasuk has some gvulei sholeim, that Hashem, when you're with Him, He puts peace in your gvul, in your domain. Chedev chitim yasbiyeh, He will satiate you with all the nutrients of the chitin of the wheat. So basically saying is that people are looking for all kind of things to give them quality of life. And we're saying that if we have that bechina of Yerushalayim, Yira the Shleimus, Yerushalayim, Yira Hashem, and the feeling of the Shleimus that all we need is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything is taken care of. We are protected. We have the Choyma Misovim, and we spoke about in the previous pasuk, and aside from that, we have shalom gevulech, we have peace. We don't have to be afraid from any lack of peace from outside, and even more so from inside, within the home. If the home, the husband and wife, and the members of the family feel, really, that we're in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's always shalom in the house. The lack of shalom comes from these feelings, why did he do this, and why did she do this, why did I do that? Which are really stemming from the fact that we don't realize that everything is Vashkotas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just for us to deal with it in the most positive fashion. Instead of always expecting everybody else to change, if we pay more attention to how much we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd appreciate everything we have. We appreciate our wives and husbands and children. We'd always be able to be in a good mood. We'd be able to forego certain things and not going the way we want, being a vata, in a proper fashion. And we have a special siyata shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because both are shutuf in every home. Father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put him into our home. The home will be full of shalom and also cheder chitin yasviyech. We'll also be satiated with all the nutrients we need. Even if a person doesn't have so much, that's only chitin. That's enough to satiate him if he's in the right mind frame. The Gemara says that a person is mechabed his wife and brings him atzlochim his parnosa. The same idea. The shalom between the husband and wife, that means his home is a beis hamikdash, the mokam of shorat hashchina, the bechina of Yerushalayim. And when we have that, then we have everything. That's all we need. That's what we remind ourselves every day. All we need is a bechina of Yerushalayim. If we make Yerushalayim in our own homes, our own domain, in Yetz Hashem, that'll bring us close to the zecher to Yerushalayim. Shalmalo will come down to Yerushalayim Shalmata. He is a girl in heaven. Olam Shalem
Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111